Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It is indeed a pleasure to welcome two very distinguished gentlemen into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. We have the full introduction I'll give you in a moment. Chad Putka is here. Welcome, Chad. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me here.
I'll explain exactly who Chad is, but both of these gentlemen are longtime friends of mine. And Rob Barnard is here. Welcome, Rob.
Hi, Mike. It's great to be here.
Now, Rob, you are the head of performing arts at Lincoln School in Providence, Rhode Island.
Exactly. I get to cover all the drama and music that goes on there.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of drama and music around here, and so this should fit right in. And we're here to celebrate the holidays and the Christmas music spirit, which is upon us. Next week, we will be not having a Conducting Conversation show because we'll be doing 36 hours of Christmas music instead, nonstop. Chad, you have an official title of lower school music teacher.
That's right.
At Moses Brown School in Providence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that means I teach general music to all of the children in lower school, which is children as young as 3 up through 5th grade.
3 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wouldn't you like to sit in on one of those classes?
I wouldn't mind sitting in once, but
are they sitting in class or are they on their feet most of the time?
Some of both.
Yeah. Some of both. Or laying down.
You know what? Kids are kids.
There you go. Well, both of you sound like you have an interesting vocation, and I'm glad you could be here to present music to our audience. It's going to be very diversified.
It's both fun.
Yeah, a lot of diversification in your background. Chad, you're not from around here originally. You're from Ohio, correct?
That's true. I grew up in the Columbus area. I moved to New England just a couple of years ago to start a master's degree at Boston University, finishing that up within the next couple of weeks, which is so exciting.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And I moved to Rhode Island about a year and a half ago.
Okay, and a lot of people that have been listening to Conducting Conversations for a long time got to see me in a very proud moment this summer when I was appearing at Theater by the Sea in Music Man. And for those of you that might recognize Chad's name or his voice, he was the lead singer in the quartet in Music Man.
Feels so, like so long ago.
It does seem like a long time ago, but it was a lot of fun.
It was.
And Rob
sat in the audience for that production and enjoyed it very much.
Sat in the audience.
A couple of times, as I recall.
Right. Sat in the audience, but you've been on the stage plenty. As a matter of fact, even own your own theater, correct?
I do run and operate the Carousel Music Theater up in Boothbay Harbor, Maine, during the summers, and have a great time up there.
And both of these gentlemen are associated with me through the Narragansett Bay Chorus in Providence. So that's why we're all here together to bring you this holiday music. But I thought it would be nice to have a different outlook rather than having just a pianist come in or a violinist or me playing my a cappella music. We're going to have a little of everything today. So, Rob, you're going to start off by picking out one of your favorite pieces. Tell us what it is.
Well, I chose to start off a piece by Pentatonix, which is a very popular a cappella group these days. This is off of one of their albums, and it's the only song, I think, on the album that doesn't have any words. They took a piece of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, Dance the Sugar Plum Fairy, and vocalized it.
Well, let's give it a listen. Da 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 that certainly gets us in the mood and the holiday spirit, Pentatonix. Chad, you've brought a few of your own selections, and what's your first selection going to be?
So the first one I'd like to play is It Came Upon the Midnight Clear. It's a recording by Hall & Oates. The thing that I really like about this track is I think it's hard with these really traditional songs to honor the source material and also be authentic to kind of the performer's individual style. Mm-hmm. I think they do a really good job in this recording.
So Hall & Oates, do we know anything about them?
Oh, gosh.
No.
I love Hall & Oates.
But they're not still performing today, are they?
I think in some capacities. My understanding is that there was a little bit of a feud between the two guys at some point, but I know that each of them are awesome musicians and I believe still active in some ways. There's a TV show called Live from Daryl's House, where Daryl Hall brings on some all kinds of popular music performers to like collaborate with him. It's a really cool show.
Excellent. I wonder if his brother ever appears.
Who's that?
His other brother, Daryl. Never mind.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of all, from angels bending near the earth, touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heavens all gracious came. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Times of sin and strife, the world has suffered too long. Beneath the angel's voice has rolled 2,000 years of wrong, and man at war with man can't hear the love song that they. And hear the angels say, hear them say,
midnight,
midnight,
clear, midnight,
midnight,
clear,
and they say midnight,
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 clear,
oh, oh. Thank you.
All right, now we're going to go back to Rob and see what your next selection is going to be. And during that last piece, as we were listening to the end of it, there was some discussion here in the studio about who recorded this, and it's an American Idol person, right?
Well, this is Clay Aiken. Season 2, I think, I'm pretty sure it was season 2, Guilty Pleasure, for me, is all of the televised competition shows, whether it's the Great Holiday Baking Show or American Idol, the original of the current pop music
the
sensations.
Great Holiday Baking Show.
Oh, if you haven't watched the Great Holiday Baking Show on the Food Network.
Chad has backed away from the microphone.
I like watching the enthusiasm just like bubble over when he talks about this.
So,
all the
American
things that
Idol.
I don't eat anymore, but I can get watch being made. But anyway, American Idol season 2, I remember being glued to the television set during the initial rounds when all the hopefuls are coming in and they haven't selected the finalists yet. And I remember the time watching when this guy walked in and opened his voice and mouth and sang, and my jaw dropped. And I just thought he had the most amazing voice. And this happens to be one of my all-time favorite Christmas carols, and he put it out on one of his albums.
Mary, did you know? We'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more of the Rob, Bubba, and Chad Show.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh Mary, did you know?
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're doing a special holiday program with Christmas music the Sunday before Christmas My friends Chad and Rob are here, or as I said in the first segment, Rubbaba. And that's because Rob spells Rob with two B's.
R-O-B-B. That's my full name. It's not that's short for Robert.
Full name. Full name. I didn't realize that.
I didn't either. Wow.
Wow. We're both learning something. And we've known you for a long time.
I guess my parents really liked the name Rob, but or didn't the care B. for the name Robert. And so added an extra B to make it stand by itself.
Rubbaba.
Yeah.
Kind of like
pimp. People call me Rubbaba ever since high school at Tanglewood when I was out there, and then everybody at Overland picked it up. So that's how I'm known.
You went to Tanglewood when you were in high school?
I did a young artist vocal program at the Boston University Tanglewood Institute for a summer, and that's where Rubbaba came up for the first time between my junior and senior years of high school.
Did I know that we had Boston University in common?
I don't believe we did know we had that? Boston University in common.
And all of us, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
How about that?
See?
Chad and I have more in common because we haven't mentioned yet that we both went to Oberlin.
That's true.
Really?
About, you know, 20 years apart, but...
Yeah. Oh, well, you don't have to mention that,
I
Chad.
Probably shouldn't have said anything. Yeah.
I'm far younger than Chad.
Well, let's see. We're going to go to Chad now and find our next piece of music.
That's right. We're going to play I Saw Three Ships as sung by Take Six, which is another a cappella vocal group. The thing that I love about, all kinds of a cappella vocal music, but especially this track, is it's a song that could otherwise be a little bit repetitive, but because of the inventive and interesting arranging, each section is so different and brings something new and just like magical to the song. I love it.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning.
Oh, we, oh, we, oh, we, oh.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And what was on those ships? All three on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And what was on those ships? All three on
Christmas Day in the morning. This is Christ the King, Hallelujah.
The
Virgin Mary and Christ were there
on
Christmas Day, on Christmas Day.
The
Virgin Mary and Christ were there on Christmas Day, Christmas Day. On Christmas Day in the morning, redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, oh, oh.
And all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the angels in heaven shall sing
on Christmas Day in the morning.
Then let us all rejoice and sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Let us all rejoice and sing
on Christmas Day in the morning. This is Christ the King.
Christmas
Day in the morning.
Chad, that last song sounded like you were speaking, and then you started singing. That
Gosh, was, I wish.
You know, no.
I, maybe someday.
You are a very good singer, obviously. Well, and someone just came into the studio, and Jamie, are you trying to? We're on the air right now.
Oh, sorry. No, Chad, you sound wonderful.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jamie. Just go back to the other part of the station, will you? Okay. I was complimenting Chad, and then Jamie Jones stuck his head around the corner. But anyway, Jamie, by the way, was the tenor singer in our Music Man Quartet because well, he owns the company, and we were stuck with him.
Didn't really have much say.
That's right. But now we want to go to Rob and a song that I'm not familiar with. I don't think many people are.
A while ago, I was just online looking for songs and things, and I stumbled across a piece called Joseph's Lullaby. And what initially attracted to me was the guy who's singing the arrangement we're going to listen to, Jeff Smith. His vocals were amazing, and it's all him. So he's doing all the different voice parts here. He layered them together to create this a cappella version. But the song itself is one of the few Christmas songs that I know of that's from Joseph's point of view. I mean, we hear a lot, you know, from an omniscient narrator telling us the story of the baby Jesus, and we certainly hear a lot about his mom Mary, but we don't really think much about what it must have been like to be the dad of Jesus, and this is from his point of view.
Sleep tight.
Bob, that's a beautiful piece, and amazing to have one man's voice make all that music.
Yeah.
Very pretty. Nice find.
Thanks.
And Chad, I think I could hear you singing that, so you should put that in your repertoire.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, I like that song. Let's go back to you, and you found a little bit of a different kind of piece for us next.
That's right. So this is a take on a movement, a famous movement from Handel's Messiah. It's Every Valley Shall Be Exalted, but it's from the album Handel's Messiah, A Soulful Celebration. And so it's a really cool album that takes all of these familiar movements and puts them into R&B styles and gospel style and jazz music styles. This one has kind of a 90s hip-hop flavor. The performers on this track are Chris Willis, Liz Lee, and Mike E. It starts with this orchestral introduction, and then kind of the hip-hop beat drops in, and I think it's such an interesting take on this really well-known, famous classical movement.
I am so looking forward to hearing this, only knowing the classical version.
Oh my gosh, the whole album is amazing. There's one track that actually is Stevie Wonder and Take Six. Doing, oh, thou that tellest good tidings to Zion. It's amazing. There's an Al Jarreau track on there. There's a lot of good stuff.
I'm picking up this album.
There you go. You gotta check that out. And for every album sold, Chad gets a percentage. We will listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more of The Chad and Rob Show.
Exalted, 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 ex
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Chad and Rob, and we're listening to holiday music, this being a Sunday before Christmas, and playing all kinds of different music. And Chad, I have to hand it to you, that last one was different. All kinds of different music.
That's what I was going for.
You were going for different. Now, Chad has a relatively new position. We mentioned at the top of the show that he's finishing off his third doctorate at Boston University.
Again, maybe someday.
Or your master's.
It's a master's degree in music education. Yeah.
And once that is finished, Chad is assuming the role of assistant director of the Narragansett Bay Chorus, as well as his teaching responsibilities.
Yay!
And he will be on Thursday evenings working with the chorus as they prepare their concert series and their competitions and so forth and so on. Narragansett Bay Chorus has been around since 1949 and has members from the ages of 19 to 93, and Chad lends his musical expertise to our group starting in January. It's going to be very exciting. We're glad to have you, Chad.
I can't wait to start.
It's a wonderful thing to have, 40 or 50 guys singing a cappella music, all kinds of things, Broadway tunes and old-fashioned songs and new songs, everything from Billy Joel hits to the Beatles tunes and all kinds of things that we do. That's one of the good things. And Rob, by the way, is the new Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations.
Happy to join the leadership team.
There you go. So we have two big shots here from the Narragansett Bay Chorus.
I don't feel like a big shot. I feel like just a guy who enjoys Thursday nights more than any other night of the week.
Well, there you go. And if you'd like to enjoy Thursday night singing, if you have any experience at all, you're more than welcome to join us. We meet at the Knights of Columbus Hall in North Providence, Rhode Island. And just off Mineral Spring Avenue, we have a very nice website you can go to and get all kinds of information. And that's Sing, S-I-N-G, NBC for Narragansett Bay Chorus. So it's singnbc.com. Go there, check it out, and come visit us. And that'll be great. You can meet Rob in person. And Chad will have 8x10 glossies of himself signed that you can take home with you if you show up. So all of that.
Those are expensive, too.
We didn't say that you weren't going to charge them for them. You just said that you would have them.
Right? And here at Comic-Con, signatures go for about $20 a piece.
Cash only, please.
All right. Well, let's get back to the music. And we've had a great program so far. We've got three more pieces of music. And the first one from Rob in a group called Voctive, which we've played on American Acapella before, my other program here on WCRI. And Voctive is a group out of Disney, led by Tony DeRosa, who is a multi-time world champion in the barbershop quartet world.
And this group is one of my absolute favorite mixed acapella groups I have ever heard. The blend they have is incredible, and whoever's doing their arrangements, if it's all Tony, wow.
Tony does the arrangements, but I know he does the conducting and the organizing, so as well as lending his voice to it. So this is what song?
This is the Carol of the Bells of Notre Dame. They've taken two great holiday pieces and smushed them together.
A smush. Here we go.
Bum 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 bum. Morning of Christmas, the city awakes to the bells of Notre Dame. The presents get open, the children all play to the bells of Notre Dame.
To the big bells as loud as the thunder.
To the little bells as in song. And some say the soul of the day is the toll of the bell.
Ding ding dong, ding 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 dong, ding 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 dong.
Songs of good cheer,
Christmas is here.
The full voice singing of Octave. Very nice, Rob. Thank you. Chad, over to you. What do you have for us now?
Well, I have a tune that's being sung by one of my favorite singers, Michael McDonald.
you have to do an impersonation.
Yeah. Something like that.
Nicely done,
that was
Chad.
Very good.
Yeah, thanks.
That was,
yeah. All right. This is another smush, as they say. It starts out with Michael McDonald singing kind of a ballad, slow version of White Christmas, and then moves into this bombastic kind of big band version of Winter Wonderland. I love it.
Well, we've come to the end of our favorite Christmas music hour with Rob and Chad, and I want to thank you both for coming in tonight and sharing your thoughts and your songs with us. Thanks, Chad.
Anytime. It's been fun.
All right. We have to have you back. Maybe we'll do something for Valentine's Day.
Gosh, I hope so.
All right. This is a new routine we have, a new team
here. It'll
be
such fun.
All right. Thanks, Rob, for your thoughts and your music.
Well, I've had a great time going through my collection and picking out some to play.
All right. So we're going to do this again at Valentine's Day.
I'd love to.
All right. We'll make a date. Right now, we have one more piece of music, and Rob, it's up to you.
Well, I know I've played a lot of a cappella today, but I had to finish out with one of my favorite female vocalists of all time, Linda Eder. This is the Bells of St. Paul. I didn't know it for my whole life. I don't actually know when it was written, but I discovered it when she sang it on the Rosie O'Donnell show.
There you go.
And I fell in love with it at that moment, and it's been in my playlist ever since.
All right. We'll listen to that and then see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Merry Christmas, everyone. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.